have the time. I don't know where I am. For 5 minutes I think, what country, what city, what hotel am I in? For 5 minutes I think, is that a wild animal scratching around next to my bed? Is there a large rat or raccoon or a squirrel that broke in? I stumble around the room, touching the walls, feeling around in the dark, and I feel until I find a light switch and I turn it on. I recognize my cat and there's a beautiful woman laying in my bed. It is you. My head is now clear. Wait, I'm wrong. I thought it was clear, but I'm actually all alone. There's a guitar and recording gear in here. Okay, now I realize I'm in a hotel room in San Francisco. I stayed here once with a girl when she was on tour in San Francisco, long before. That's really all I remember, this hotel's at night with her, long before. My engineer is limping around because he messed up his knee in a mosh pit the night before. He's blaming it on me because I wouldn't let him come over and watch the McGregor fight at my apartment. I already had my girlfriend over, I told him it's our last night together before the Mark Hopkins session.
The carpet is gold, the walls are yellow and the curtains are pink. The carpet is gold, the walls are yellow and the curtains are pink. The carpet is gold, the walls are yellow and the curtains are pink. The carpet is gold, the walls are yellow and the curtains are pink.
Now I'm back from Ireland, I'm totally stoned on jet lag permanently. My clock is different from day to day and will be for the duration of my life. Lately I go to bed at 7 o'clock in the morning, wake up at about 4 p.m. It's dark in New Orleans by 5:30 and I walk across Coliseum Square. I get a nice tea at Mojo on Magazine and I just sit there for a bit, and I come back and from my window I see the Pontchartrain Hotel. The sign lit up like it always is, neon green. And I just finished the book by John Connolly, He. And I got choked up at the end just like I did at the end of his other book, The Book of Lost Things. At the end when Stan Laurel hears the Pacific Ocean waves crashing, and his mind it takes him back to his past with Oliver Hardy and the audience clapping. And I'm listening to Nels Klein's Lovers. I'm watching news about mudslides and snowstorms on the East Coast and other bothers, like everybody finger pointing and saying somebody did something wrong. I don't like the news anymore, so I pick up a remote and I click it off. And I'm falling asleep, and now I'm in a dream state. I'm back in San Francisco, I'm walking around my apartment. Is this an earthquake that I'm feeling? And my guitars are falling all over the place, and my fours are rising to the ceiling. And as it's getting closer to the ceiling, my heart is beating faster and faster. I run to the kitchen, grab some food and some bottled water before I exit my apartment fast. I look at the fruit bowl and there's an unbearably loud hum coming from the cable car track.
Oranges are yellow, the lemons are green, the cable car goes vroom, vroom. The oranges are yellow, the lemons are green, the cable car goes vroom, vroom. The oranges are yellow, the lemons are green, the cable car goes vroom, vroom. The oranges are yellow, the lemons are green, the cable car goes vroom, vroom.
In my dream I walked into the SPCA and somebody asked Mark, do you have pets? I said, yes I do, and she says, what kind of pets? And I said, well, take a guess. She guesses and she guesses, and I said, well, you're wrong, I have very unique pets. She said, how are they different? I said, well, let me show you a video of them. And she said, okay, let me watch the video. And I showed her the video of my pets, her eyes bulged out all frightened, like Mia Farrow's eyes in Rosemary's Baby when she was being fucked by Satan.
My kitty cat barks, my dog goes, and my puppy dog goes. My kitty cat barks, my dog goes, and my puppy dog goes. My kitty cat barks, my dog goes, and my puppy dog goes. My kitty cat barks, my dog goes, and my puppy dog goes.
A friend said, Mark, I know you're leaving tonight. Don't you have a child to look after? I said, yeah, he's a smart kid. He said he wants to grow up and be an actor or a movie director. Steve Railsback is his favorite actor in the world, and we watch his movies together. My son's favorite movies are The Devil's Rejects and Ed Gein and Helter Skelter. My friend said, well, who's your babysitter? I said, don't worry about it. That's my business. He's my neighbor. I said, look, I gotta go. I just called my taxi. My son's gonna be just fine. Talk to you later. Alligator.
I got a babysitter. Come on, I live at 666 Post. And my neighbor is... I got a babysitter. Come on, I live at 666 Post. And my neighbor is... I got a babysitter. Come on, I live at 666 Post. And my neighbor is... I got a babysitter. Come on, I live at 666 Post. And my neighbor is...